One receiveth the prize, so run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery, he says that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. That means he's controlled in all things. I was a short distance runner, and I was supposed to move my arms in a certain way. A long distance runner is supposed to be in synchronization with your feet, with your legs, and there's long distance runners are supposed to synchronize it with their upper part of their thigh here, and they are supposed to keep a steady pace as long as they can, and they save their kick for the last. So Roger Bannister, man, I never did like Robert Bannister. That's a terrible thing for a man to say. But he was the big guy in England, and he had already broken the world record. Everybody had been trying to break it for years, and to break the 4-minute mile. He finally went 3:59.4. And he became the hero of the world. But I like John Landy. John Landy down in Australia, he practiced everything correctly. And so, because I knew how long distance runners were supposed to run, because our coach, I'd stand out there and watch him teach them. I couldn't run like that. And so they were coming around, and Landy had him beat a mile. And he was way out in front of him. And he did something that no runner is ever supposed to do. It was fear. He turned over his shoulder and he looked back. And he broke his stride. And Bannister did have a good kick. And he kicked in and he beat him by about that much. And you can't do that. What you've got to do is run your own race. And you need somebody in front of you to race it. Do you know that in big time college races, a lot of them have a runner that sacrifices himself. And he sets the pace. He sets an impossible pace so the other guy can keep up with him. And then he just kind of drops back, either drops off the track or just runs so slow and weaves around. And then this other guy, who's stronger than he is, he takes off and he wins the race. And when Jesus said, Jesus was the forerunner. This is in Hebrew. He was the forerunner. And he sacrificed himself so we could run the race. And that's the truth. He sacrificed himself so we could win the race. And that's quite a forerunner. So a lot of things along the way other preachers have taught me, and I've checked them all out, and some of them you don't know. Anyway, he says, now they that do it to turn a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. Man, you know, those wreaths that they put on there, they waste away by decay. But we'll have a crown that will always be there. What is the crown? We're going to walk around with a big gold crown on there. I believe we're going to lay them at his feet. But it's a crown that you can see in our brightness, which is his brightness that he gave us when we got there, because we let him be bright in us. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. I don't run around flopping my arms. He said, I'm a skilled runner. So fight I, not against the wind. Danny Chappell up here used to teach that was boxing, but it's not boxing. Not as one that beateth the air. And, you know, if you don't know how to run and you start going along and you beat at the air and you don't use the air to your objective and by the way you move your arms, you lose the race. I don't care how good you are. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. How do you keep under your body and bring it into subjection? Let God in you submit to him. Fight against every day. Every day it's a fight. Every day. The evil is sufficient thereof. And you have to fight against it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Not your own, but his righteousness. Understand his righteousness. How righteous he is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. I believe that. I believe that. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6, last two verses. lest that by any means I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Not a castaway from salvation, but a castaway from what he's been talking about, a race. Don't drop out of the race. A lot of people drop out of the race. How many preachers I know that have dropped out of the race? How many deacons have I known that have dropped out of the race? Well, how do you do that? Well, you have an affair. That's one way to drop out of the race. And are you tell a big lie to somebody. That's a way to drop out of the race. You don't go to hell for it. But think of what you're doing before you do it. Think of what you're doing to your wife. But before that, think of what you're doing to God. Listen, God, we do grieve him. And think of what you're doing before you do it. Go take a cold shower. Moreover, brethren, I would not that ye should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea. Well, I'm not going to do that because it's a quarter till. And I'm going to get back there and have some of that good old stuff you got back there, Donna.